Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative journalist, co-author of Revelation 9-1-1. How the book of Revelation intersects with today's headlines. You know, this is something we've talked about time to time. This, of course, is something that's been talked about for centuries, really. And French President Macron warns Europe could die, the EU could collapse. Well, okay. Let's bring in Troy now. Troy, how are you today?
Hi, Steve. How you doing today?
I am well. So, Revelations, 9/11, how the book of Revelations intersects with today's headlines. All right, so you take a look at this, and you know, people have been talking about this literally for centuries. What could be the end of the world, how these things line up. What do you see today that concerns you that you think lines up with the book of Revelation?
Well, you know, Macron's warning that Europe could die, you know, political speak, of course. But, you know, there are unprecedented threats in the world. I mean, Russia, you know, could decide to move into another European country. We had this situation going on in Ukraine, threats of nuclear war. China, you know, has got its eye on Taiwan. That's a potential trigger point for World War III. You've got this whole situation, Hamas in Gaza and the Middle East. And, you know, could that explode into a wider regional war? So there's unprecedented dangers in the world today. And so we wrote this book, Revelation 9/11, to help wake up the world to what's happening and what the book Revelation has to say about the end times.
Unprecedented danger. Wouldn't you say that World War II was every bit as dangerous? I mean, unprecedented seems like quite a word, but do explain.
Yeah, I mean, so for the first time in history, you know, we actually have the weapons that could destroy the world. The book Revelation, you know, may talk about nuclear war. And of course, with, you know, biological warfare, chemical warfare, rise of artificial intelligence, you know, for the first time in history, we could actually have this mark of the beast system that Revelation 13 talks about with, you know, AI and electronic implants and the surveillance state, electronic banking, the push for digital currencies and that kind of thing. So we actually list 50 different prophecies in the book of Revelation, or 50 different warning signs that Jesus and the prophets told us to watch for. And if you compare those to today's headlines, it just seems like, you know, we very well could be moving into this time of history.
Well, in fairness, the mark of the beast could go back 30 years or more. They've had the technology to do that for a long time. We've been marking our animals with little trackers for 3 decades or more. So I'm going to dismiss that one. But on the other ones, AI could be concerning, sure. And the beast, isn't that the name of a computer in Belgium that had a listing for every person in Western civilization, you know, again, going back 30 years?
Well, yeah, that's certainly true. You know, of course, the Apostle John was writing, 2,000 years ago about, you know, things that might happen in the future. So he was trying to describe things from a first century point of view of what, you know, would have transpired in the end times. And of course, the beast is a reference to the Antichrist, this global dictator that will arise during the 7-year tribulation and assume power over a world government. And today, you know, many leaders are openly talking about the creation of some kind of global government. And there's a concerted push for this in Europe and throughout the world.
All right. So what about the EU breaking up? I don't think that's the death of the world. I think that's the EU that was an ill-advised power grab by some politicians and people in Europe. UK rejected it. Others are rejecting it. People don't want to be under the EU. Citizens don't. They don't want their sovereignty taken from them by the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, or anybody else. So I don't think Europe's going to die, per se, except for the fact that they've imported a whole lot of third world people that are turning the EU into not what it was even 10 years ago. There is that.
Yeah, this influx, you know, in Europe of, you know, essentially of Islam, and in America too. This is, you know, we're watching these protests unfold at, you know, major colleges around the country, and now violence and anti-Semitism. And so, I mean, the good news is that there's a pushback against this globalist agenda. People are sort of waking up worldwide and pushing it back against that. And that's also why we wrote this book. We wanted to wake up the world to the dangers we're facing so that people could take action.
Yeah, what kind of action would they take?
Well, you know, I did an interview with Billy Graham in 2013 for a 7-part WorldNet Daily series, and he said when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, that the king and the people repented, and Billy Graham believed the same thing could happen again, this time in America. So I was so inspired by that interview, we called for a National Day of Repentance in my second book, Trumpocalypse, and then a friend of ours networked with a who's who of faith and business leaders, persuaded Rabbi Jonathan Cahn to be the spokesman, and the event actually happened. It was called The Return. National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance took place September 26, 2020, in the National Mall. About 250,000 people showed up, 40 million people watched it. And then we just had this eclipse that went through all these towns called Nineveh. So we actually wrote a story for Charisma Magazine, The Great North American Eclipse. Is this America's Nineveh moment? Is this our time to turn back to God?
And no is the answer. No, it's not. It was not our Nineveh moment. But it's a good question, but the answer is still no. I mean, these sorts of predictions and so forth, they go back centuries, don't they?
Well, yeah, of course. There's been many different people, you know, over the last 2,000 years that believe that, you know, we're moving into the end times. And so, you know, is this it? The Bible says only God knows. And you know, but Jesus told us to watch for signs of his return and to be ready. And so we're encouraging people to be ready.
All right. Well, I wish you well with the book. Have you gotten good sales on it?
Yeah, it's a number one bestseller, number one hot new release, doing very well. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere books are sold. And then we have a free newsletter, RevelationWatchers.com.
All right, RevelationWatchers.com. Troy, I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. There you have it. You can find the book. You can be a Revelation Watcher yourself and find out, you know, what's going to happen here. And I think we're going to be okay. You know, for a bit longer. You know, call me crazy, but I don't think the world's going to end today. It could. And if it does, well, it's been good knowing you. Yeah. Okay. So the FBI's $139 million settlement with Larry Nassar's victims breathes life into the Epstein accuser's lawsuit. Epstein may be dead, but he's going to rise and give money potentially. Well, the FBI will. $139 million settlement, more than 100 victims. A disgraced doctor, Larry Nassar from Michigan State, could set a precedent that would lift the chances of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers to prevail in a similar lawsuit. I think the Nassar settlement bodes well for the Epstein accusers, said Niyama Romani, a Los Angeles-based trial attorney and former federal prosecutor. Not easy to get damages from the government for its failure to act, but the Justice Department agreed last week to pay $138.7 million to settle 139 claims from victims who accused the FBI of mishandling the sexual assault allegations against the former sports doctor. Yeah. There you have it. So if they can pay one, they can pay the other. That's what they're getting at. If you can pay one, you can pay the other. Look, based on the story we were just talking about, months and months the Globe has been warning us about, is it disease X? Is it part of the revelations? I don't know. Unknown pathogen that could be 100 times more lethal than COVID? Maybe. Now we read about avian flu coming around and getting spread to livestock and now people. Who knows? Is it real or just another election year psyop or the end of times? I don't know. What I do know is this. You don't have to be scared. You can be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and its new contagion kit, exactly what you need to have on hand to keep your family safe from bird flu or regular flu or anything else. It's got an assortment of life-saving medications, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and Tamiflu. The kit also provides a guidebook in the aid of the safe use of all these medications. Be ready. Be safe. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber and order. twc.health/Gruber. Use that promo code Gruber. You'll save 10%. I'll be back after this. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/line5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.